Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you're at. Welcome to another incredible episode of Doing Business with a Servant's Heart. And just talking before the show with my guest, an incredible servant. He's been through the ups and downs in life and learned a lot through his young years. He's much younger than me, but I want to welcome Rick to the show. Welcome, Rick.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, let's start with the background. Your sports background, we talked about that. Let's start with that.
Yeah, I grew up as an athlete. I was always kind of one of those guys that struggled in school because I just had a hard time sitting still, and kind of found an early love for sports. I played every sport growing up, but found a love for football early on. I played football for 16 years, got a Division I scholarship to the University of Arizona with my twin brother. I have a twin brother. He played offense. I played defense. Had a really good career there. Played for Mike Stoops in the early 2000s. 3-year starter, led the Pac-10, which was, you know, the Pac-10 back then, in multiple stat categories my junior and senior year, all Pac-10, was, you know, All-American in the, you know, one of the sporting news teams, whatever it was. And then got to really live out my childhood dream, got drafted in 2011, and played in the NFL for 3 years. You know, and this all sounds glamorous, but there were so many ups and downs and crazy adventures, failures, successes along my 16, almost 17 year career in athletics. But I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for that. And I contribute all my success, everything that has got me to where I am today, to athletics for sure.
Hard work is probably one of your mantras.
Yeah, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And I've always subscribed to that.
And that's probably why you were successful getting into the NFL. You know, it's hard to get in there. We all know that.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'5". But I remember when I went to the NFL Combine, and they don't show you a lot of the NFL Combine on TV. They just kind of show you the speed drills and the running and catching. But it's kind of like a cattle, like herd auction at the NFL. And I remember, you know, they literally, you walk out in compression shorts, like on a runway. So if you think of like, you know, like a clothes show or like Victoria's, whatever.
Fashion runway.
You literally stand in your compression shorts. You walk to the end. You stand in the front of like literally every coach, every recruiter, every scout. They read out your name, your stats. They tell you how long your arms are, how big your hands are, how wide your shoulders are, how long your neck is, how big your feet are. It literally was like a cattle show. And I just remember being about the NFL Combine. They're like, this guy's an anomaly. He's 6'5", and he doesn't meet like any of the metrics. Like his arms are short, his hands are small, but for some reason, this guy's successful. And I remember just all the interviews I went to at the NFL Combine. They're like, you're an anomaly. Like, why are you successful? And it was always hard work beats talent. When talent doesn't work hard, I studied more. You know, I have a business coach right now. You know, the guy's like Kobe Bryant, or late Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods, they're geeks like of the sport. They're fans of the sport. They want to know, they study, right? And I've always been a fan of everything that I've wanted to do. Like if it's football or what I'm doing now, like I've just always been so interested in it. And I think to be successful, whenever you do it live, doesn't matter if it's your career, your relationship, a hobby, you got to love it so much and be so interested in it that you love to study it. Like you have to like want to learn about every little nook and cranny. So when it comes time to be put on the stage or compete, like it's nothing. Like, you know, what is it? It's a consistency breeds clarity. Clarity breeds confidence. And you don't get to confidence until you've gone through those awkward stages of learning. So I've always just loved learning, being a student of whatever I'm doing. And it's just led to, you know, a lot of success along the way.
How does sports translate to what you do in business now?
So I remember I always prescribed to the PDPS, passion, desire, perseverance, and strength. You know, in sports, you fail every single day. You got to get used to failing. If you don't fail, you're not trying. You're not putting yourself outside your comfort zone. And every single day in practice or, you know, competing in a game, like you're literally going against somebody. It's either they win or you win. Mm-hmm. And if you lose, like there's a reason you lost. Like, you know, like you didn't see the pre-snap read or you didn't see the pre-snap like footstep or their positioning. Like you got to learn everything about it. And, you know, I learned how to study my components or my opponents. I learned how to pick up on little nuances, like even just like the stance of the offensive lineman, like how they're standing told a lot about what was coming, the down and distance, right? And it's the same thing here. a lot of our competitors, you know, we do have a couple of competitors in the space, and I'm confident, and I'm happy to share why we think we're the best. But, you know, I can see what they're doing, and I was there, you know, when they were doing what they were doing. I know what was going through my head. So you really got to come at it from every angle. And if you're taking it from just like your tunnel vision point of view, you're going to miss so many things. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs get so stuck on focusing on the goal that they miss a lot of things along the way. And you got to take those blinders off. And a lot of people say, put the blinders on so you don't get distracted, but you're going to miss a lot of stuff. You know, ignorance is expensive. If you don't know what you're doing, it's going to cost you a lot of money along the way. So I try to take my blinders off so I can be aware, you know, number one, what's going on in our business, what's going on in the industry, all the trends, the new equipment, the new technologies, AI, you know, OpenAI, ChatGPT has changed our business.
Yep.
You know, and that just launched, what, 5 or 6 months ago. You know, there's new equipment coming out, so it forces us to evolve our company. So you can't just get so comfortable in your space that you're not willing to get uncomfortable to grow, because you grow through what you grow through, and that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's true, and it you really nailed it for entrepreneurs, because everybody can do that.
Yeah,
anybody absolutely can take the blinders off. That's the cool thing what you just said. Yeah. It's not a hard skill to learn.
No.
Let's jump into your business. I'm excited to hear more about what you're doing now.
Yeah, so Simply Noted is an API, which is an application program interface first platform. What that means is we help companies integrate our service through software or technology to automate or scale sending genuine handwritten notes. So Simply Noted, our company, is the only company in the world that has genuinely built a handwriting robot that is purposely built to mimic your handwriting and send a genuine handwritten note in your handwriting to your clients, your customers, your friends, your family.
Very interesting.
Athletics background that has self-started with no loans, no debt, no investors, a robotic software in an industrial automation company. And I would say if I can do this, anybody can do anything, because I had no experience in this and we're 5 years into every single month, you know, a robot that has 6 pending patents on it that I never thought I was going to do. And the only reason I've got here is through, you know, hard work, grit, curiosity, setting a goal and chasing it. And you can solve any problem if you want to solve it bad enough. And we've just really, 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 really badly wanted to solve this problem. And that's what's pushed us, you know, to where we are today.
So everybody would type an email or type a letter and send it out. What's the difference between a typed letter and a handwritten letter that your software does?
Well, number one, we're all about, you know, how you're making people feel. And it's very rare for someone to receive a handwritten note in 2023. The average person, and I still don't believe this status is accurate, the average person receives 7 handwritten notes a year. I still think it's less than that. And the average person receives 140 plus emails a day. So we live in a digital world, and we all can agree there. You know, we're all bombarded with notifications through social media, email, text messages, phone calls. Our mailbox usually just has junk in it or a couple bills, and the mailboxes are empty. You know, what it was old is now new again, but we're putting a twist on it. We're trying to help our clients automate or scale the ability to build relationships. And we believe the best way to build a relationship is to sit down with someone face-to-face, one-to-one, but you can't scale that. Like, it's hard to meet with 2 or 3 people a day, let alone like 1 person a day. So we're trying to build a platform, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job, that allows companies to integrate a tool that can scale personalization, you know, scaled relationship building, so you can grow your business through authenticity, increase the lifetime value of every client, get more referrals, better reviews, increase your brand awareness. And we're trying to do it through relationships, because we all know every business depends on relationships. Like, every business has a competitor. Every client has a choice, and we're trying to make sure that whoever works with us, we're helping their clients to make sure that they're making the right choice by working with them, because through our automated relationship. So yeah, we're really excited about it.
No, and it sounds exciting, and it's glad you say about relationships. We talked earlier. That's what servants do. You got to build a relationship to be able to serve people, and that's what you're doing. Yep. So walk through, so the audience understands. So I'm a client of yours. I want to write a handwritten letter from your software to a client I just picked up. I want to thank them for being a client. Can you walk me through how that works?
Sure. Our website, our web app is simple to use. Anybody can go to simplynoted.com. You either create your own card, throw your logo on there, throw a picture, whatever you want it to be. Write your message in one of our handwriting styles. So you can select a handwriting style, or you can create your own. You just contact us and we can create it and put it in your account, type it out, and then you just put in their address. Like, once you do it once or twice, you'll know exactly what you're doing, and you can send a beautiful custom handwritten note in 1 minute. By just going to our website, and everything's on really nice, thick, luxurious cardstock. We use amazing envelopes. There's nothing cheap about this. We use real forever stamps. We don't put our logo on it. We try to make it look like you sat down from your desk and do it. But really, what Simply Note is all about, we if you can send one a day yourself, we say do it. We're trying to build a platform that helps businesses or individuals who want to systematize and set up an SOP, a standardized operating procedure, where it's consistent across everybody, right? Or if you want to scale it, say you have 5,000 clients and you want to send a handwritten note to 5,000 clients, that's impossible. Going to take you a full year to do it. And you literally it's all custom. It's just like mail merge. Like, hi, first name, we plug in the first name for you. You can customize every word down to every single letter. I mean, if you wanted to. And it takes minutes. It's easy as sending an email. It just takes, one or two times, just like anything. Once you learn how to do it, it's as easy as sending an email.
And you ship it out. You'll send out the card. Absolutely. Yep, so I'll have a back office. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we're completely vertically integrated here. Everything's done in-house. We have our own mailing setup. We have our own stamping machines, stuffing machines, envelope stuffing machines, sealing machines. We have our own printing warehouse. We have our own commercial printers. Like, our commercial printers are $200,000 a piece. They're the same thing you would use at a commercial printer. We have it in-house. We do all our own printing and scoring and cutting, and then we do all our own writing, all our own quality control. Everything's done here. We turn about 10,000-ish handwritten notes a day. So we can turn orders really quick. So it really just depends, how the user, our clients want to use us. We try to help them make it as simple as possible.
10,000 cards, a lot of cards, Rick. You guys are rocking that machine.
Yeah, it's not every day. We have slow days, but
sure.
The great thing is we build our robots in-house. So as our business scales, we just add more handwriting robots to the production line.
Do you include gifts, or this strictly just cards that you're sending out?
Yep, we can include gift cards. So unlike, some other platforms out there, where they'll print like a gift card on the card, we actually include like real Starbucks gift cards, or real Visa or American Express or Starbucks or restaurants, or Home Depot. Like, we'll put real physical, and we could put your business card in there. So it really comes down to, our clients contacting us. At the heart of what we do, we're a handwritten note company, but as long as it fits in an envelope, it's a postable, this is called postable gifts. As long as it can fit in an envelope and it's flat, we can put it in there for you.
That's pretty cool, man. It's because I'm a relationship builder, and I can see if I sent one of those out, people would go, wow, that's different. And they'll remember you. And that's the whole goal, correct?
Yep. It's just a handwritten note gets remembered. An email gets forgot. A text message gets forgot. And my wife's in fundraising. We talk about stewardship and building relationships all the time. She's been doing it for 12 years. And people will always forget what you say. They will always forget, but they will never, ever forget how you make them feel. And you should really take that to heart. What are you doing to leave a memorable, sizable impression on them? And how are you going to make them feel? And, that's what we talk to our clients when we work with them. A good portion of them want to use this for like business development. I'm just like, think about the impact this can have on your business if you're creating amazing experiences, amazing relationships. And always remember that. They'll forget what you say, but they will never forget how you make them feel.
I think Maya Angelou said that, I believe. That was one of her quotes, which is great. I love that. We lose sight of that. We think we go to social media, bombard them with social media, and it comes and goes away. You're intelligent, man. You're rocking this thing. It's smart what you're doing. Have you read any books that really have helped you in your journey?
So in a prior life, I was a part of corporate medical device and sales. You know, when I got into being an entrepreneur, it kicks you in the teeth. Like being a business owner is really hard. You know, when you go from being a W-2 to being responsible for other people's W-2s, it's a game changer. It's a mind shift. But, you know, about the first 3 years of my business, I did everything. I was in it. I worked on it. I worked in it. I did everything. I was responsible for everything. And I remember I got a business coach a couple of years ago, more of like a mentor, somebody I've known for a long time, but he started like helping me. He's like, hey, you got to check out this book. It was from Michael E. Gerber. It was called The E-Myth. Really easy read, really short read, but anybody who's trying to scale whatever they're doing, become better at what they're doing, it's a great read. It talks about, you know, working on your business versus working in it. You know, so many people get caught working in whatever they do. You know, if you're a sales rep, you get caught running your sales territory, like running in it, dealing with customers, doing billing, shipping, right? That's what I did all the time. Creating new business, hunting new business. As an entrepreneur, it's the same thing. I have an electrical engineering team, software engineering, mechanical engineering, a front-end developer, a back-end developer, an SEO team, a blog writer, a backlinking team, a guest posting team, our team, you know, our customers, right? You can get so caught up in the day-to-day that you're never working on your business to make your business better. So I think The E-Myth is a great book for basically anybody in business. Doesn't matter if you own your business or you're a W-2 rep or something, or a W-2 employee. It just really changes your mindset from the busy work to how can I create better systems and processes to make what I'm doing even better.
Fantastic. I love that book and I got to get it. You just remind me, I got to order that. Mm-hmm. I gave it away and I never got it back. Got to make sure I get that book again. Yeah. Tell me a success story, one of your clients. I know you probably have a lot of them. You have a great success story you can share?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have nonprofits who use this for like fundraising campaigns. You know, when you're asking for something, you know, if you can't do it in person, we believe there's no better way to do it than with real pen and ink, because that shows an investment of your time, right? Like you sat down and you took the time to write them a handwritten note. So we have nonprofit companies who use us for fundraising campaigns all the time. And we know it works because they use us every single year before Giving Tuesday to increase their donations. But, you know, we have an e-commerce platform out there that's a luxury hat company. And they told us, I mean, we can't track it because they throw their own QR codes on there. But they told us, versus an email for an abandoned checkout, if you're sending an abandoned checkout for like, hey, 25% off your next order versus a handwritten note with a QR code that lands, you know, sends you to get 25% off your next order, 700% more with a handwritten note. So, and I believe percent open rate with a 100% read rate. So if someone opens it, they're going to read it. So that email is going to get lost, right? So, you know, there's just so many different ways to use this. It really just comes down to what's best for you. But we always preach, you know, with our company is that relationships are king. Grow your business through loyalty is royalty, right? Make them so like super psyched and super fans about your business that they're never going to work with anybody else. They're going to spend more with you. They're going to buy new products. They're going to refer their friends. They're going to, you know, write better reviews. And then you'll see the compounding interest of your success happen over time. You know, what really worries me is these companies that come in and say, hey, we need an ROI in 7 days. I'm just like that's, you're looking at this tool the wrong way. And they're just they're a victim to society. You know, everything's about ROI now, 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 yesterday, 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 yesterday. You know, nobody thinks, and this is why the entrepreneurs and the people out there that can play the long game and are patient win, because they understand what they do today is going to set them up 3 months from now, 12 months from now, 3 years from now. So think about the long run, invest in your relationships, understand that's what's going to take you across the finish line in the long run.
Yeah, you're right. We're a microwave society. Everybody wants it fast. It's like 30 seconds is done. And I always tell people I help mentor in their business, you don't meet a lady or a man the first date, and the next day you call them and marry them.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to take time. Yeah. You know, took me 8 years. And I did it. But, you know, it's business. Business is a marriage, and you got to manage it and do the same thing. Yeah. Well, we're running out of time here. Shout out what the website again, if they wanted to contact you, I can get hold of you. They need to.
Yeah, so it's just simplynoted.com, just how it's spelled, S as in Sam, I M as in Mary, P-L-Y, noted.com. And we would love sending you free samples. If you go to the homepage in the top right-hand corner, you'll see an orange button that says request a sample. We spend about almost $30 per sample kit with everything we put in it. We give you everything that you'll ever want to know, samples, pricing, flyers, case studies. And what happens, I mean, majority of the time, I think it's close to like 90%, is when people get it, they lick their finger, they smudge it, they're like, holy crap, like this is real, it's not printed. Then they get their idea, like the exciting light bulb, like this is how I want to use it. They call us and we help them figure it out. But just to understand, like they're real handwritten notes, we can scale it beyond belief, we can automate it through software. And it's really just coming down to your creativity and how you want to use it.
And I'm going to do something crazy. Is that okay, Rick? Can I get a little Sounds crazy good. With you? Yeah, I figured you'd like that. So I'm going to do this. The first, can they connect and contact your company through the website?
Yep, there's just scroll to the bottom where you can just connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn all the time. I try to respond within an hour. I mean, it's the only social media I use.
Gotcha. I'm going to give out a gift to the first two people that reach out to Rick. So mention the podcast, mention my name, Steve Romano, either way, both. Rick will reach out to me. I'll connect with you and I'm going to mail you a gift. And oh, I may do it with a high written card because guys and girls out there, what Rick's doing, I've been in business 30 years. This is a game changer.
It is.
At a very little cost.
It is.
I knew a little about what you were doing. Now I know. Got some referrals for you. I got some people I want you to talk to. Because this is cool.
It is. Thank you.
Well, thank you again for being on the show. This has been crazy good. Can you do me one more favor?
Sure.
Can you give my audience a piece of advice that's helped you through your journey that could help them?
I mean, I think I mentioned earlier, but hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. I've always subscribed to that that saying. It's carried me a long way. You know, the night is darkest before the dawn, for sure. When you think you can't go any further, you know, you're close to your goal and you just don't believe it. But, you know, personal growth is a journey. It just takes time. It feels uncomfortable. You grow through what you grow through, for sure. So just keep going. Understand it's just hard work. Your competitors are just as stressed as you are. Nobody has it all figured out. Don't get overwhelmed. And when you need help, ask for it. That's something I've learned in the last 12 months. I always used to like, shoulder everything. I can do it all on my own. But ask for help. People want to help. Your friends want to help. Your family wants to help. But just keep going, like literally giving up, you'll regret giving up. You won't regret, pushing forward. That's for sure.